and maybe a few thunderstorms. Windy. Tomorrow's high around 64. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny. Windy, colder, high 48, down to 30 on Thursday night. Friday's high, maybe mid-40s, perhaps. I think we'll be in the 20s Friday night. Saturday's high, only around 51, and it looks like a sunny day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Dallasy, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey surveyed the tornado damage in Wetumpka on Monday. At least 25 homes were damaged or destroyed, and two churches were heavily damaged. Cleanup efforts in the hardest hit areas will continue today. Some Wetumpka schools will operate on a delay today. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis says Wetumpka Elementary, Middle, and High schools will start at 9:30 this morning. Faculty and staff should arrive at 8. He says schools should be back on a normal schedule on Wednesday. And Congresswoman Terry Sewell is doing her part to help those impacted by the partial government shutdown. She brought lunch to TSA employees at the Montgomery Regional Airport. They're among the 800,000 federal workers who are furloughed or working without pay. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Cold temperatures that have followed a winter storm from the Midwest to the East Coast. At least 7 people were killed in the weekend storm.
Another deadly avalanche, this time in Colorado. At least one man is dead.
The TSA now says we're entering uncharted territory, that the closer we get to rent and mortgage payments due on February 1st, the more workers they expect to call in sick.
Kamala Harris revealing she's running.
I am running for president of the United States. Well, first of all, let me just say I love my country. And this is a moment in time that I feel a sense of responsibility to stand up and fight.
Kentucky teens appearing to confront and stare down Native American elder. New footage showing there were other tensions before that incident.
The refs missing a crucial pass interference penalty against the Rams. Of course, with the game tied, less than 2 minutes to go. Head coach Sean Payton now saying the NFL told him the refs, quote, blew the call.
Lindsey Vonn may have skied her final race sooner than she'd hoped.
I'm not sure if I can keep going.
She might be done, in too much pain to keep racing.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know, and we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then any caller, including Daniel, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. We do that on Friday. What's in this gift basket? $60 worth of things that you put in from Sweet Creek Farm Market. A fabulous place to go and visit and be there. pies, great Cuban sandwiches, great food. They do breakfasts, but that is a wonderful, wonderful place. Let's go to the phones and go to Daniel. Daniel, welcome aboard.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
You know, I kind of like to get my spoon out every now and then, and I think Trump should invite those teenagers to the White House for dinner for being so polite and actually being good people and not being what the news media is calling them.
Yeah, he did say in a tweet that it's not over yet. I thought that was kind of interesting. One thing I encourage him to do is have somebody to research it and make sure that there's nothing in that video that can bite you.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything, and I've seen a bunch of the video. I haven't seen it from the perspective that the caller gave that was from the blacks that were there. I've seen the kids' video, though.
Yeah. Well, I think even though from what I've heard from others, like, you know, the Hannity, and they're saying that those kids were actually so polite, they weren't. You know, they weren't trying to be combative at all, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll know in the fullness of time, but I think these kids, and particularly getting them to tell their story, but the problem is there really is a danger involved in this thing because of some hate groups,
Yeah.
Some of the things that they're told. I mean, they have had bomb threats, death threats at kids' parents work at the school. I mean, this is not good.
Yeah. One more other thing I wanted to mention is, like, the media always calls it the wall. All they say is that, you know, he wants border security. He doesn't want, it's not all about just the wall. You know, he's got all kinds of other things that are involved in what he's asking the money for, but they only just say Trump's wall. It's all the closure is because of Trump's wall.
Yep.
You know, it irritates me.
Yeah, and that's the example of what I always talk about on the show, that it is the way that the media parses words, and they, I mean, I heard a media person talking about, and I heard a Democrat congressman say this, is that Trump is talking about a wall from sea to shining sea. No, he's not.
Yeah.
But they just keep saying the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah. Well, our country's got a long ways to go.
That is true,
right,
my friend.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate you. Like your name, by the way. Well, so America's Newsroom is going to be talking about the White House and possibly can we get the government open back.
Meanwhile, in terms of legislation, I'm trying to get the government back open because of the shutdown on Capitol Hill today. There is some opportunity. The Senate begins that potential process to vote this week. How can that help?
Well, listen, what they really want to do here is apply the pressure on Democrats, right? Get them on the record and maybe, just maybe, get some of them to peel off and away from the Democratic leadership and hopefully come to some sort of an understanding, maybe begin to negotiate. As you know, the Democrats say they simply won't do that until the government is, in fact, reopened. Let me share a statement from the Appropriations Committee. Very interesting statement, again, sort of imploring Democrats, their colleagues across the aisle, to come to the table to at least try to negotiate an end to this government shutdown, which, as you know, is now north of a month old. This from Richard Shelby of Alabama. He said the president has proposed a serious compromise to end the shutdown. And as you see there, he goes on to say he also provides immigration reforms that Democrats have long supported. That is a very important part of that statement. He goes on to say, for the good of the country, I encourage my colleagues to either join us in passing this legislation or come to the negotiation table with constructive solutions of their own. Saying no to everything will not move our country forward. But as you know, Democrats like Chuck Schumer say the wall is simply not who we are as a nation, and funding it would be inconsistent with our value.
We are aghast that he wants this giant 30-foot wall to be the symbol of America. I tell President Trump, I've told him to his face, we We want the symbol of America to remain the Statue of Liberty, freedom, equality, not a divisive wall. And we will fight for that. Fight for that we will.
Schumer and a great number of other Democrats have actually voted for border security, including a barrier in the past, but not this time under President Trump, at least not yet.
That was Schumer doing a Martin Luther King event and just pandering. Excuse me. And just pandering. And that's exactly what the problem is. So, why is more wall a symbol of American divided, but the existing wall is not a symbol of American divided?
You just heard the chief of...
Man. This is nuts. Okay, this is a Democrat member of Congress that is from Mississippi that... listen to what he says.
You just heard the chief of border protection for the San Diego sector tell me barriers are an essential part of effectively controlling the border because it allows for agents to focus on specific threats like smuggling drugs. And he was showing me exactly the kind of barriers that President Trump was talking about, those steel slats, see-through. So why are Democrats opposed to any physical wall in addition to updated technology?
Well, I don't think Democrats are opposed to any physical barriers. It's just the president constantly evolves his description of the wall, just as he indicated Mexico was going to pay for whatever was there. So what we have to do is sit down, work through this, and let the public know exactly what we're talking about and what they can expect. And we're not there yet. Democrats historically have supported certain barriers, certain other things to protect this country. But I am a believer in technology. Technology is the force multiplier for border security. If we do it right, then we can get, I'm convinced, the kind of border security that we need. But
okay, so technology. So if 1,000 people rush the border, how does technology stop that? Are you going to, like, guns a-blazing and shoot them down or something? That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you can use technology to see somebody coming. I mean, I've been down to the border where you're sitting there with Star Bright and you're watching smugglers carrying bales of marijuana on their back, and they're watching them, and they're figuring out where they're going to be, and then the DEA and Border Patrol meet them. And they're sitting there watching them on a night scope. Now the druggies now have their own night scopes. Profitable thing. So let's continue on. This is a Democrat from Mississippi. Listen to how this was on a Sunday show without George Stephanopoulos, but listen in.
I want to go back to that chief again, and you say you like technology. He wants that wall. Are you standing firm that you will not negotiate on a wall itself, or is there wiggle room with that wall?
I'm saying that we will sit with the chief, the president, or whomever, and we'll work through it.
So you wouldn't rule out a wall?
I would not rule out a wall in certain instances. Now, the notion that we can't have barriers is just something that's not true. But again, Martha, you have to have a plan. And the plan that the president initially started with is not where he is now. And so we don't know where he will be tomorrow. But clearly, Democrats are for border security, but we are not for this constantly moving the ball just to for a talking point. Mr. President, Democrats will work with you, but you can't pick what Democrats you work with. We have picked our leaders, and you have to work with our leaders, and I encourage you to do that.
Again, he was kind of parsing some words there,
yeah.
But I thought this is a Democrat from Mississippi, and I bet he's feeling some heat in here.
Well, and again, we're arguing over symbols at this point, obviously, and not substance. It's just, it's all about a political win.
It's all political. Every bit of it is political. So let's listen to Peter King here talking about the government shutdown.
let's bring in Congressman Pete King, who serves on the Intelligence Committee. Congressman, welcome. And so you were listening to all of that. And I just wonder, with the House and the Senate back at it today, what you think is going to come from this?
First of all, I fully agree that the president has made very reasonable compromises here. If the Democrats are serious, they will come to the table. I guess what I would hope for right now is that Mitch McConnell can move this in the Senate, at least start a debate, try to bring Democrats over, ideally pass it in the Senate, then have it sent to the House. Nancy Pelosi will, I'm sure, pass a different bill, but at least then a real set of negotiations can begin. And basically, everything Democrats have asked for in the past has been given at least somewhat. And as far as Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi being morally opposed to a wall, or this is not the symbol of the country, Barack Obama built 130 miles of wall. And so I guess by their logic, we should go and tear down all the wall that's along the southern border now, the wall in San Diego. I mean, this is ridiculous. And it really is shameful for the 800,000 people that are out of work. I was against the shutdown from the start because I didn't see an exit strategy. But we are where we are. And the president, to me, has been extremely reasonable. And I think the Democrats, while they may feel they're still ahead in the polls, they're overplaying their hand. It's going to blow up in their faces. This is a chance for everyone to do what's right for the country.
That was pretty bold that he said it's going to blow up in their faces. And I do notice that kind of the tone is starting to change a little bit there. They're being very careful. They always lead with, we are for border security.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that they lead with. And then but not an ineffective wall is kind of what they'll get to. I think they're, one of the answers to this is that they get the Border Patrol people out there to say, look, interview all of them. They need to start commercials on this thing, talking to Border Patrol people, talking about a wall, talking about why it's going to work, and start running some damn commercials. Why Nancy Pelosi, particularly if they can get this thing out of the Senate, which I think would be miraculous if they do that, but if they can get it out, they've got a story to tell. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this with more.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising shows your investment into the success of your business while keeping you competitive. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River. I want to jump into some big news this week. I'll be going to Memphis this week to pick up a prestigious award from the Blues Foundation. Capitol Oyster Bar has won a KBA award. That's a Keeping the Blues Alive award from the Blues Foundation up in Memphis. We're being honored. I want to make sure all my customers that have supported us are a part of this. because we've been doing this blues for a long time and we've been honored. But all my customers that have pitched in and helped support this live music on Sunday afternoons, and I just want to tell you all thank you. And now we'll go ahead and tell you about this Sunday. Papa Chubby from up in New York's coming. That's right. The Papa Chubby bringing his band down south and be coming by the Capitol Oyster Bar this Sunday at 5. You can check that all out at CapitolOysterBar.com or go to my Facebook page, and all that will tell you about how the menu. We got cooking up good fresh seafood from the Gulf. Told you amberjack season is open this whole month, and so we'll be getting fresh amberjack and loading up on that and getting you all kind of fresh seafood. So y'all come down here soon and come hungry.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's continue on with Peter King here. He's going to be talking about what's going to happen if a bill does come out of the Senate and what will happen to it in the House.
And Mitch McConnell is expected to take up the president's latest proposal in the Senate today if, and I say that as a big if still, it makes its way to the House. What happens there?
I think what that would mean is that I'm sure Nancy Pelosi will pass a different bill in the House, but that could force a conference between the two sides. It would give both sides the cover they need to get this over and done with. The president, again, is being, of all the people involved, he's being the most reasonable here. And I think that's important. I think the American people are going to realize that more and more, that he's asking for basically a not a large amount of wall at all. He's going to be given status to the Dreamers, to the TPS people. He's going to be providing all the other technology that's needed, more Border Patrol agents, more immigration judges to increase the rate on the asylum cases, all of this. To me, this is a comprehensive plan, and the Democrats should go with it. Or if they want to make changes, fine. Put that on the table.
Yeah, good luck with that, Peter.
Yeah.
He's now going to comment on the BuzzFeed story and Rudy. Now, Rudy got a little sideways. He's changed his story about the Russian Trump Tower trying to be building it in Russia. And that, you know, started out January, everything went away. Now he's kind of saying, no, actually, they were still looking at this kind of stuff all the way up to Election Day. Let's listen in.
What you just heard as far as the exchange that occurred prior to the special counsel coming out and debunking that BuzzFeed report, that there was interaction with the president's legal team and Rudy Giuliani talking a bit about that. What did you make of what we learned there and what they were able to share with the special counsel's office?
Rudy, first of all, is an expert federal counsel. I mean, he has a lifetime of experience in this field. And there are always backroom or backstage negotiations going on between the defense team and the prosecutors. So I think what Giuliani is doing, Rudy is putting the president's case forward to them. And I think the fact that if it's true and he says it was, he went to them about the BuzzFeed story, that would be part of these backstage negotiations that go on and contact that does exist between prosecutors and defense counsel. And again, the BuzzFeed story was absolutely disgraceful the way people ran with it. I mean, even looking at it on his face, it didn't add up. But who knows, it could have been true. And I think maybe there must be something here, but there was nothing at all. It was a total lie. And that, to me, is indicative of what's happened throughout this entire proceeding.
So, Rudy is kind of like, he got really beat up on Morning Joe today, talking about inept and he must be senile and things like that. They will do anything. And a Trump person, they'll get out and beat him up as much as they can. So Susan Page is on CBS this morning. I'm not necessarily a big fan of Susan Page. I think she's very tilted. But she's going to be talking about the shutdown. Again, listen to how the tone and what she's talking about.
Congress faces some crucial deadlines. Federal courts will run out of money in 3 days, and some 800,000 federal employees will miss their second paycheck. In 9 days, more federal housing assistant contracts will start to expire. In February, NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab may need to cut staff, and the Census Bureau's budget could run dry ahead of the 2020 census. In 10 days, rent subsidies will run out for nearly 270,000 low-income rural families. 2 days after that, the State Department will need more money to meet its payroll. And in 17 days, federal employees will miss their third paycheck. Susan Page is Washington Bureau Chief for USA Today. It is long past due for a legislative and executive remedy to this. What is Congress going to do this week, and will it work?
Well, I don't think it's going to work. Congress is going to take steps this week to show each side that they're making some efforts, but they're still not talking to each other. They're just talking at each other, and both sides have rejected the other side's proposals as complete non-starters.
Does political pressure normally work in these kind of things? Both sides have drilled down so heavily.
You know, traditionally, political pressure would have worked. We know that President Trump is taking the brunt of the blame from a series of polls. Traditionally, that would have pushed the White House to make some kind of deal. Political pressure isn't working this time. I think reality might work. Look at the things that Nora just talked about, the real impact on Americans, both the federal workers and everybody else. And if there's a time when people cannot fly commercially because there just aren't enough TSA agents to do the security, that's what might finally push a deal.
Yeah, if the TSA really took action, and they could totally shut down the city.
More powerful than members of
Congress, rather.
Right?
Yeah.
That is true, and they're calling in more frequently and saying they can't work and they have to go make money doing something else. It's going to be interesting when they get paid and get out of the back pay, what happens to them during this. But again, that Susan Page is kind of, I'm not, you know, she always seems to have an agenda. So she's going to be talking about the shutdown and a path out.
We keep hearing about the president being so close to a deal and then being beholden to people like Ann Coulter and even Fox News. How factual is that? How much does he rely on their voice?
You know, we had a deal. The country had a deal last month to keep funding the government, and the president initially agreed to it and then walked away from it because he was criticized by Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh. And that's one reason Democrats are very nervous about making another deal with him. Will he follow through with it? That's one of the things that makes it hard to see a way out of this impasse now.
Except we see, and with a new poll out this morning, that Republicans increasingly blame the president for the shutdown. To Gail's point, the political pressure. Will we see Republicans in Congress start to cleave from the president's position?
Well, one of the mysteries of the past 2 years with President Trump is that Republicans have not done that. Paul Ryan didn't do that. Mitch McConnell has not done that. But, you know, there is, Donald Rumsfeld used to have a saying that if you can't solve a problem, make it bigger. Okay. And it seems to me that that is one way out of this. If you had a big deal, a deal that gave permanent protection to the Dreamers in exchange for giving President Trump some money he could say was for his wall, that might be a path out.
To me, it's simple. It's just, it's all political. But they want to go from the government and just give them the money, and then it's done. News 93.1. We got more Susan Page and others. Something special on Winston Churchill, and then Jason Napolitano weighing in. Be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The Supreme Court allowing the Pentagon to implement restrictions on transgender service members while lower court challenges continue.
President Trump announced on Twitter in July 2017 that the military should not allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity, citing what he viewed as the tremendous medical costs and disruption.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Los Angeles school officials and the teachers union reaching a tentative deal to end a strike that began last week. Teachers are expected to return to classrooms tomorrow.
This is a good agreement. It is a historic agreement. It gets to lower class sizes. It gets to proper support staff, to community-based schools, to special ed, adult ed, to expanded green space, and the list goes on.
Mayor Eric Garcetti. R&B singer Chris Brown detained in France after a woman filed a rape complaint. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. Increasing clouds today. Cool, high 54. Gusty easterly winds at 10 to 18 miles per hour today. Tonight, cloudy. Rain moves in late tonight. I'm talking about the wee hours of the morning. Overnight, low temperature 50. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, rain and maybe a few thunderstorms. Windy. Tomorrow's high around 64. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny. Windy, colder, high 48. Down to 30 on Thursday night. Friday's high, maybe mid-40s, perhaps. I think we'll be in the 20s Friday night. Saturday's high, only around 51, and it looks like a sunny day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Couple of reminders here, boys and girls. Mr. Lynch really wants you to be safe, and so that's why they're really stressing the concept of having a carbon monoxide detector in your home. And you can simply just call them up and say, how much is it? Or come by and take a look at it and tell me what I need. By calling 334-269-8886. Now, we've had several people here in Montgomery who have died from carbon monoxide poisoning. The lady, the spouse that was remaining from the young family, young farm family, she died in her house of carbon monoxide because she had a generator in there. And you want an early warning system. And maybe something's going to go wrong with your heat. I had a situation where my heater went out and it wasn't working properly. And the repair person came over and said, do not turn this thing on. It's spewing out carbon monoxide. Ooh. And you could die.
In here. Yeah.
So I have a carbon monoxide detector on my alarm system. So you need to call them. Get ready. 334-269-8886. Mr. Electric, my good friend, Dan Black. I'm going to give you that number again. 334-269-8886. Let's go to our good friend, Cranky. Cranky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you?
We're hanging in there. I just left Wetumpka. That's
you know, it's a bad scene, but it sure could have been a whole lot worse.
Absolutely. We're very, very fortunate that more people weren't injured.
Well, I just, you know, that was a miracle. But you're sitting there looking at the two churches that are leveled, and there's a casino. You're like, well, you know who was running this event Saturday afternoon?
There you go.
But now I was calling. I heard you say earlier you were talking about there's no such video showing the boys from the school taunting and throwing racial slurs. Oh, there's video out there. There really is video. It's in Al Capone's vault with all that damning information that there's Russia collusion with Trump. Geraldo's going to bust that thing open, baby. It's coming. You wait and see.
I remember that night.
What a yoke, man.
Yeah, really. Really, really, really.
Anyhow, I just wanted to throw that out there for consideration. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Let me ask you something. When you were down there, was there any damage at the casino?
No. It stopped right there, pretty much right there at the bridge, just west of the bridge. And from what I could tell looking at the drone video and other people that I've talked to, that was part of the same cell that caused damage in Autauga County, up north of Prattville, off of County Road 19 and 21, out in that area. And it lightly touched down there. I think they had maybe an EF0 out in that area. And that's a real isolated area, so there's not going to be a lot of damage.
Well, I thought, correct me if I'm wrong, Cranky, I thought that the tornado went over the river and touched downtown and where the Presbyterian Church was.
There was a little bit of damage across the river, but I think the bulk of it was west of it. I didn't get to that side. They had it blocked, and I didn't have a business need to go across. But I will tell you this, the Looky Loo, I had business over there, but the Looky Loos, don't go. It really honks off the police. They're tired, and they're tired of telling everybody, you don't have any business here, get out. But what I could tell by looking at the drone video, that was part of the same cell, and when it touched down over in Autauga County, it bounced up, and while it was up as a funnel cloud, right at the end before it got to the river, it built up an incredible amount of steam, and then when it sat down there right at the river where the two churches are. There were probably some winds associated with it that caused that damage across the river on downtown.
Because the police station was heavily damaged. I had to leave the police station.
Well, what happened, Dan, was as soon as it touched down right there between the two churches or at the two churches, it took a hard left right angle turn and started spinning right up towards the community hospital.
Mm.
That hospital came real close to getting damaged. There were some buildings that were right across the street from the hospital on 14 that did get damaged.
Wow.
But if you look around, and Joey may be able to find it, there is there is some very good drone footage, and you can see that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, I saw the WSFA, who did a very, very good job on this, by the way. Congratulations to them. I saw that drone footage, and I was spotting the things I could have recognized there.
Well, it was, I'm going to tell you something. The fact that nobody was killed, I saw some damage today that, you know, didn't make it in because that area is still sealed off. There were homes that were leveled. There were homes that had severe damage, but there were homes that were leveled also. And we dodged a bullet.
Yep. Cranky, I appreciate the telephone call.
Have a great afternoon. Thanks.
You too. News Show 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. Let me mention now, instead of the end of the show, that this hour has been brought to you by Jack Ingram. Signature used cars. Looking for a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see Tip Tames, David Ingram, or the whole gang at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. My family's gotten tons of used cars from them, and they do a great job. Let's continue on with Susan Page. We're going to be talking about the Democrats.
So who could be the knight in shining armor here, or knights in shining armor?
Well, you know, Senate Republicans are in a position to really push the White House.
Mm-hmm.
That's one possibility. TSA agents? Are we looking to them?
And Democrats have really dug in their heels, said no to his most recent proposal, one of the reasons being that his DACA deal does not offer a pathway to citizenship. One of the reasons I've heard is that the Nancy Pelosi and others do not want to reward what they view as bad behavior from the president. If he thinks that he can get away with this, that he can do it again in the future. Is that true?
Yes, I think it's true that they're worried about setting a precedent that you just shut down the government and then you get something that you would otherwise not be able to get. So I do think that is part of it. But Democrats also are anxious this week to show that they, number one, are willing to go some distance. Number two, willing to give a little more money for border security. And that doesn't actually, I think, get you closer to a deal, but it does indicate that there is some nervousness about standing at this standoff.
We just saw Senator Kamala Harris threw her hat into the ring. A number of women, certainly on the Democratic side, a record number running for president. Peggy Noonan's got a piece in the Wall Street Journal today which she writes about, it's harder to be a public woman in America than a public man and harder to be a female candidate. Will that change in 2020?
It may not change, but it is changing. You know, we've had women run for president even before Hillary Clinton. They were not taken seriously as potential nominees. All four of the women that we think are running this time are taken seriously as potential nominees, and that is a sea change.
Yeah, there are a bunch of women running, that's for sure. You didn't never had that happen before, of this many. And I'm wondering how they're going to handle each other.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Particularly on stage.
Exactly.
Kamala Harris can be very aggressive.
Yes.
And Elizabeth Warren can be very demeaning of things.
Yeah, I think
dismissive.
Warren actually will have the same problems as Hillary Clinton. She doesn't come across as natural on camera.
Absolutely.
Sort of lacks that X factor, that charisma. I think it doesn't hurt to be good looking. So Kamala Harris goes a long way, Tulsi Gabbard, but both of them can carry themselves in a good way. You're right that Kamala Harris can sometimes get a little too aggressive. I'm very impressed with Tulsi Gabbard, which makes me think she doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell.
Yeah, but no, she is very impressive, and she has stood up against the Democrats in the past.
Right.
It's much more moderate, but I just don't think the Democrats are ready for any type of moderation.
Exactly.
Now, you may can do well in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina, but then you get to some other places that you start not doing well. And that's her only hope, is that she catches on in three fairly conservative areas, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina.
Yeah, it just, from the folks that have thrown their hat in the ring, and even folks that we suspect, like Cory Booker, the one that is like the least wooden is probably Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I think she's like too cute by half and too many things. That the host, Stephen Colbert, and all the kind of stuff that I met with the ABC show. And Gillibrand, I watch her and I'm not even sure why she thinks she's even in the running for this.
Right.
She comes across so badly.
Right.
I mean, she doesn't look strong. She looks very trite.
On the too cute by half comment with Kamala Harris, it's almost as though, like, whoever's advising all the Democrats, they're doing all the same thing. Yep. All of them have gone on Colbert. They're doing the late night circuit. They're all doing these sort of down to earth Instagram, Facebook, social media videos where it's not like this great professional, you know, lighting and whatnot. And I don't know how well it plays to all their advantage. I mean, some might take the ball and run with it, but that Elizabeth Warren, like, video from her kitchen was just so wooden and so.
Have you seen the parody of that where she's drinking and she gets drunk on the video?
And SNL,
she's
by the way,
pulling her clothes off.
SNL and Kate McKinnon skewered Elizabeth Warren on Weekend Update. It was a great impersonation. Kind of how she skewered Hillary for being the sort of robot.
It was right after the beer drinking thing?
It was this weekend, so it was after the beer drinking thing.
I didn't go do the SNL, though.
And she does the great raspy voice really well. It's like, what about you doing the DNA test? Oh, the test came out positive. I shouldn't have done it. I think Elizabeth Warren is probably not going to be your candidate. I'm suspecting, though, an unknown, like we went over yesterday, that it's not somebody who's going to jump from the Senate necessarily. It might be a governor out there who can, you know, have the progressive.
They've
got to
be electrifying. Got to be electrifying. And the first time I see Kamala Harris get out and really own an audience, not a small audience, not a TV audience, but own an audience, can draw the crowd. She did an event, and there were only like 30 people showed up in Iowa. That's not a good sign.
I would say the front runner, even though he hadn't thrown his name in there, the front runner, just without anything happening, is Bernie Sanders. I think he has the most built-in support. But because all these other folks are jumping in who supported Bernie in the party, it could dilute.
Slice it up.
Yeah.
I want to see Beto O'Rourke do an event in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And does he have that electricity? Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, good day, guys. How are you?
Really good.
Hey, on these female candidates for president,
mm-hmm.
I haven't seen them on this like Margaret Thatcher.
Right.
For the United States, you know.
Yeah, you
Miss
want
Thatcher
to.
Miss Thatcher did a good job. You know?
She did.
And she had charisma, too. She was, question time with Margaret Thatcher was fun to watch.
Now, and we don't have a female like that in the United States.
No, you don't.
You know, so I don't see them making it to get no votes whatsoever, not for me anyway. So, well, but that's just a point out to Democrats. Who are they going to have to run against Trump?
Well, that's what we're,
who would it come down to? Joe Biden?
No. Like we were saying yesterday, I think somebody's going to probably kind of take hold that it's going to electrify the Democrats. And the question is, it kind of like what Bernie Sanders did in 2016,
yes,
or is
sir.
It kind of like what Beto O'Rourke did in 2018?
Okay.
That's good.
Good show today, Mr. Morris.
Thanks,
good
Clint.
Program today, sir. I appreciate you.
Thank
Have
you.
A good afternoon.
You too. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Just the same. I've been a gambler, but I know what is cool. And I sure know something. Sure know something. You showed me things they never taught me in school. And I sure know something.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Running out of time, Joey-san.
Indeed.
Too much show and not enough runway. Yeah, we can hold some of this stuff over to tomorrow. Let's do this. Let's pick off Jason Politano talking about Chief Counsel Baker and FISA warrants. And he's got an interesting take here.
is a former top FBI lawyer acknowledging his personal involvement in the warrant application to surveil then Trump campaign aide Carter Page, confirming other unusual steps taken in the FBI's Russia probe.
According to unreleased transcripts reviewed by Fox News, James Baker, man right there in the center of the screen, was briefed on the FISA warrant, which relied heavily on that unverified anti-Trump dossier.
Judge, why is this significant to you?
Because this is not something normally done by the general counsel of the FBI. If he were doing his job, he would say to them, stay away from FISA. Donald Trump has argued, the president has argued, that FISA, which has a low standard to get a search warrant, has been abused by the FBI because it's easy to get a search warrant from the FISA court as opposed to a regular sitting federal judge where the standard is one in the Constitution. Under the Constitution, to get a search warrant, to listen to somebody's phone calls, to look at their mails, to the mail to follow them, you have to have probable cause of crime, a very high standard. You have to show evidence, not a dossier, but actual evidence to a judge. Under FISA, the standard is a lot less. The standard is, has this person ever spoken to a foreign person, to a foreigner? So I could talk to my tailor in Midtown Manhattan, and that would justify the FISA warrant on me. It's the same warrant. One is easy to get, one is difficult to get. When the FBI can't get the more difficult one, they get the easy one. And that has corrupted them. What? And that has enabled them to gather evidence by unconstitutional means, and that's what they did to the president.
And by golly, I want them to get that out there. But this Jim Baker thing is kind of interesting. We're getting some of the stuff that came from his transcripts that he testified before Congress while the Republicans were still in charge. And that will, I think that will be an important factor. So continue on with Justin Napolitano, and he's going to be talking about the corrupt FBI.
Well, when you look at this transcript, what we've seen, Fox News has seen, it's a real eye-opener. He admits that he was given he said it was very unusual. A top DNC lawyer gave him documents at the DOJ and the FBI. And then when Christopher Wray came into the FBI, he got reassigned to a different job. And we understand now this guy, Mr. Baker, is under criminal investigation for leaking to the media.
It is obvious that there was an agenda on the part of people in the FBI to either cause President Trump to stumble, to prevent him from entering office, or to get rid of him once he was in office. And we keep getting snippets of this evidence. If they can do this to the President of the United States, they can do it to anybody.
That is so true. That is what worries me. Gotta get hold of this FBI. Okay, Winston Churchill is one of my favorite people in history. My middle name is Winston. Winston's Churchill's mother was American, have connections with that. The Winston Anderson Plantation in Valley Head, that's part of my family and part of his family. So I want you, this guy came up with, did a book on Winston Churchill. You got to listen to this.
Genius. He's a statesman and a leader who we still study today, who as prime minister rallied the British people famously during World War II and led his country from the brink of defeat to victory.
What kind of a people do they think we are? Is it possible they do not realize that we shall never cease to persevere against them? Until they have been taught a lesson which they and the world will never forget.
Our next guest gained unfettered access to diaries and war cabinet reports, making his biography truly telling, and he'll bring you places you've never been before. Andrew Roberts, the best in the business, historian and author of Churchill, Walking with Destiny. So what made you say to yourself, Churchill's been done, but I could do it better? What did you bring to the table?
You're quite right. There are 1,009 biographies of Winston Churchill. But luckily, in the last 10 years, there have been an avalanche of new sources. And so I was able to use all of those in order to write a book which has something on every page that has never appeared in any Winston Churchill biography before.
Well, and in particular, what enlightened you when you got access to the King's note about the conversation with Winston Churchill, then Prime Minister during the war.
Yes, the Queen allowed me to be the first Churchill biographer to use her father's diaries. And Churchill met King George VI every Tuesday of the war. They had lunch together completely alone. And the King was trusted by Churchill with all of the great secrets of the war, the nuclear secrets, the Enigma secrets, and so on. And the King wrote down everything that Churchill said. So it's an extraordinary news source that I've been able to mine.
Wow.
How about that?
That's remarkable.
I'm going to try to get this guy on the show.
Please do. I'm an Anglophile, I suppose. I love his voice.
So continue on, and it's going to talk about Churchill's vision as a young man. And if you've ever read anything about Churchill, he should not have succeeded.
No.
But it's amazing what he accomplished and how he did it.
Winston Churchill is the subject, and at the age of 16, he had a vision. He thought he was destined to lead England from the brink to success. He saw this happening.
That's right. And all the way through the rest of his life, he had so many close brushes with death that he believed that he was specially chosen to be able to save the country. And of course, at the time, people scoffed at this. But then half a century later, after he first said this when he was 16, it was proved completely true.
He came up at a time in which England dominated the world, right?
Well, until, of course, they failed to keep up their defenses in the 1930s. And the Nazis built up such a war machine that they were able to force us off the continent at Dunkirk.
I love what he said of America. He said, picture yourself the American people as a great lusty youth who treads on all your sensibilities, perpetrates every possible horror of ill manners, that's us, whom neither age nor just tradition inspire with reverence, but who moves about his affairs with a good-hearted freshness, which may well be the envy of older nations of the earth. He kind of was intrigued by us.
He was fascinated. He came over here 16 times, far more than any other British politician of the day. He loved Americans, and thank God he did, because he was half American himself, of course. His mother was American. And he managed, therefore, to create a proper alliance that was to save democracy and civilization.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
Well, and then the next word for this next clip I think of is prodigious in terms of his certain habits.
Now, you'll understand that I am have a relationship when you hear this next clip.
He learned in India to drink without getting drunk.
Yes.
And he also had some terrible self-obsessed parents. He had every excuse to be a loser and something to blame, but instead he still worshipped his parents, and man, did he achieve.
That's right. With the drinking thing, one of his friends said that Winston Churchill couldn't have been an alcoholic because no alcoholic could have drunk that much. Which is a great line. But yes, his American mother, she was born in Brooklyn, was very unusual for an American mother because she took no notice in her son, and his father, Lord Randolph Churchill, was incredibly disdainful, and yet he carried on loving both of them all the way through his life.
Last question. Why do we still care? Why do we care so much about Winston Churchill?
Oh, because of the life lessons, because of the way in which he was able to foresee things, to be incredibly brave, to learn from his many, many mistakes, and to actually be so eloquent that he could inspire a nation and indeed the world to ultimate victory.
It really is. And let me tell you something, folks. If you want to read about a very, very interesting person who I believe was ordained to be there at that time, it just absolutely is amazing the number of brushes with death that he had. He actually had a double where German agents came in, had gotten to his house. They shot his double.
Wow.
And they thought that they had killed Churchill. But did not, and the devil did not say a thing. Just sit there and let him shoot him. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Fascinating guy. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Riedel, the Great. He's next. Adios.